Welcome to another episode of Championship Circle. I'm coming to you with all the hottest topics, sports news. Y'all know what I do. So, as LSU wraps up the college football season with a championship, now it's time for the focus on college basketball. And in college basketball right now, it's crazy. When I say it's crazy, I mean just this past Wednesday, we had four upsets one day. We had the number four Auburn. They got upset by Alabama, 83-64. Number 10th ranked Kentucky got upset by South Carolina, 81-78. Buzzer beater. You know how it go. Number 5 Butler upset by Seton Hall. Seton Hall was ranked 18. Beat them 78-70. 16th ranked Wichita State got beat by Temple 65-53. Crazy, man. But the thing about the NCAA college basketball, nobody is safe, especially in that, I'm going to say, top 15. Ain't nobody safe because the unranked teams always gunning for them. Like, this year alone, since college basketball started, top 5 teams been losing to unranked teams all year. Like, Tuesday, number 3, Duke. I can't stand Duke. I'm going to let y'all know that now. Between Duke and the Lakers, I don't know which one I can't stand the most, man. Probably Duke, because I think Kobe kind of got me to hate the Lakers. I won't like to hate the whole Lakers team. Kind of Kobe. But with Duke, I hate Duke, man. I hate the color Duke blue. Coach K, can't stand Coach K. He looked just like the mascot. But I was glad when Clemson beat them Tuesday. I was glad, man. Take some of them Dukies off of the high horse. But they lost to Clemson Tuesday, ACC game. Then you had back in January 3rd, ranked number 5, Ohio State, lost to Wisconsin. Then you had number 4 ranked Oregon losing to Colorado back in January. Then Michigan, they lost when they was ranked number 5. They lost to Illinois back in December. Top ranked Louisville, they were ranked number 1 then back in December. December 10th, they lost to Texas Tech. Duke, the start of the season. Duke was number 1 and lost to a community college. They lost to a community college beginning of the season in November. Ranked number 1, lost to Stephen F. Austin. Yes, they did lose to a community college. Then you had Kentucky. They were ranked number 1 to start off with and lost to Evansville. So, this season been crazy for college basketball to start off with. Now that college football over with, we can start focusing on basketball a little bit. Just like my Tar Heels. My Tar Heels, man, they let me down this year. I got to say they let me down this year. It was like part talent, part injuries. We had so many injuries, man. Like, it was hard to come back from. Like, Sterling Manley, Anthony Harris, Jamal Francis, Cole Anthony, even Armando Bacot, he got hurt. So it's like, injury prone this year, man. Like, that really kept us down this year. Like, we unranked. Like, we ain't been unranked in a long time. And when I say unranked, I mean, like, we down in the hundreds. So, hope we bounce back next year with this freshman class we got coming in. I don't even think that, I know he put on Twitter that he was coming back soon, Cole Anthony. But I don't even see the reason why he should come back. Like, go on, get yourself right for the draft. Everybody know you can ball. You going top five still. That's rehab, chill out, get ready for the draft, man. There's no need to come back right now, especially to this team. This team about to give Roy Williams a heart attack, man. Like, Roy Williams said that he couldn't even sleep thinking about the losses that we had this year. That's crazy, man. But we'll be back. We'll be back. We'll stay down long. We'll be back. But like I said, college basketball, that's upon us now. So add that to your schedule, your guide, because I'm going to be talking about a lot of college basketball now that football is over with. But let me talk about something that is still sports. It's still sports because, I mean, it's basketball. The viewers then drew their attention to it. Now, when it first started out, I was kind of shaky about it. Like, I don't know about this, man. But Ice Cube Big 3, man. Ice Cube Big 3. Like, shout out to Ice Cube for his vision, man. Because when it first... he came out talking about he gonna start a 3-on-3 concept basketball scheme. Man, people laughed at it, said it wasn't gonna work. Don't nobody wanna watch that. But now, man, he making millions off of a 3-on-3. 3-on-3 tournament. Ice Cube, you get big respect for that, man. But he going on season 4 now. Started it with 2017. He done introduced a lot of new, I guess you say, guidelines this year to it. Like, he posted that he gonna lower the age from 27 to 22, which I think that'll be a good thing, drawing the young crowd now, like them young guys that couldn't make it in the NBA, like in the G League and stuff. They get a shot to go over there now in the Big 3 and play. I think the biggest announcement he made was this year he gonna let women try out for the team. I think that's big, man. Now he drawing the female viewers in too. Smart move, Cube. Smart move. It'll be starting August 17th, the fourth season. And you got notable players, man. Like, you know, he started out with, like, AI. Then you had White Chocolate Jason Williams. Like, he started with some big names. But he still got players like Rashad Lewis, Deshaun Stevenson, Greg Oden Unjoin, Gilbert Arenas, Mike Bibby, Jason Terry in there this year. It's still my boy. Brought Dallas a championship. Lil Nate Robinson. No, he's still balling up in there. Maurice Stoudemire, Big Baby Davis. I mean, Ice Cube, man, he brought his vision to life, man. I respect that, man. So, y'all, tune in to the Big Three. Tune in to the Big Three, man. I think Ice Cube done, like, the arenas be packed now. Like, it be packed like real NBA games now. So, check that out. Like I said, season start August 17th. Think it's going to be entertaining. It's like Cube get more entertaining with it every season. So, y'all tune in to that. But in other news, I see what's blowing up the sports world. For what reason, I do not know. Like, I don't even know why this breaking news. But they saying that the New Orleans Police Department got a warrant out for the arrest of Odell Beckham Jr. But that ain't in the thing that is surprising. The thing that is surprising is what it's for. They saying that after the LSU Clemson game, you know, they already had Odell on the field talking about he was putting money in the player's hand. But now they say in the locker room while the players were celebrating, OBJ was in the locker room with them celebrating, you know what I'm saying? Had the video out, you know, Joe smoking cigars and stuff. So they had a security guard in there, police officer, security guard, whoever he was, said he was in there because, you know, the Superdome don't allow cigars in the locker room, smoking in the locker room, drinking, all this. Okay, but Odell was in there, said Odell slapped, well, the video shows it, but Odell slapped the cop on his butt. Yeah. Slapped him on the butt. So, security guard pressing charges because Odell slapped him on the butt. Yeah, I done heard it all. Is it because he Odell? That's what I'm getting out of it. I mean, don't get me wrong. You don't supposed to touch an officer. But they was celebrating, man. And the security guard was like in the middle of it trying to break up their celebration. So by the video, what I seen, Odell jokingly around, slaps the security guard on the butt. Security guard turns around with a mad look on his face. But Odell still joking around. You can see Odell like hand gestures and stuff. Like he joking around with the security guard because it's a celebration. Have fun. Like, why is you in this locker room trying to stop these kids' celebration, and they just won the national championship? Like I said, I don't see the reason why the cop or security guard, whatever he was, pressing charges just because he got slapped on the butt. It ain't like Odell punched him in the face. That'd have been different, or pushed him down or something. Slapped him on the butt, man. Slapped him on the butt. But I guess because it's Odell, you know, Odell draw attention from the money to everything. Everything Odell do, he draw attention from it. So I guess this is another, some more attention from the media. That's what I'm getting out of it, because I don't see the seriousness of, Yeah, he put his hands on the officer, but he slapped him on the butt, man, in a celebration gesture. I don't understand, man. I'm curious to see what this lead to. It ain't nothing that you got to call the feds in for. I don't see him doing 25 to life for smacking the officer on his butt. I don't see the charge. But it said it's simple battery, but he can beat that. But after this little break, I'll be back with more sports news. So now I see Tonio Brown, like always, is in the news again. So his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, cut ties with him today. Said he leaving AB until he get counseling. So I hope that Tonio Brown get help too, man. I really do, because it's like wasted talent right now. Like, Tonio Brown is and could be still one of the top five receivers in the NFL. Like, I'm not understanding his logic on stuff these days. Like, everything that he been going through, he bringing it on himself right now. You could still be one of the highest paid players in the NFL, and he throwing it away on nonsense. Like, I think Tonio Brown got CTE, man. Like, he really need to be tested for CTE, because I can't explain the stuff that he be doing sometimes. Like, right now, Tonio Brown in the news now because he was cussing out his baby mama on social media, saying, calling her the B word, saying that she broke, she'll never be nothing. Yeah, they're talking junk to her on social media, in front of the cameras, everything. And he getting to the point where he take a camera crew around with him and do stupid stuff. He do stupid stuff. He do it for attention. He do it just to keep his name alive. But you were one of the best receivers in the NFL. That's attention enough. I don't understand it, man. Like, Tonio Brown, please go get some help. Please go get some help. You need it. You need it. I don't know what's going on in your life, but you need to get help. A psychiatrist, something. You need a best friend, one of them best friends that gonna tell you that you acting stupid. You don't need no hype man right now. I think that's what's wrong with him. He got too many hype men and not enough best friends. Because the hype man will always boost them up to do something. Yeah, Tonio Brown, go cuss your baby mama out. Go tell Roger Goodell that you don't need the NFL no more. You don't need him. Like, you got money. You don't need them type people in his corner, man. I think he hang around the wrong circle right now. But Tonio Brown, man, I hate that you wasting your career like this, man. But get help. Get help soon, man. Seriously, get help, Tonio Brown. But in other news, like social media, man. Like, social media right now is getting a lot of people in trouble. I give it that. Social media, people get up there, post their whole entire life on social media. The whole entire life. I never understood that. Like, they get up there from the time they wake up to the time they go back to sleep. They post everything in between that they do. First thing they do, grab their phone. They grab their phone. Soon they wake up. Just woke up this morning. Wonder what I'm going to eat. Then They'll post, guess I go to work today, don't feel like it. I mean, they post their entire life. But J.J. Redick from the Pelicans said in an interview, there are more guys concerned with getting a pregame fit on IG than they are worrying about the win and loss of a game. So, what I'm getting from what JJ saying is, you know how in a pregame you see LeBron walk in with a crazy outfit, or Westbrook, especially Westbrook. Westbrook, James Harden, Anthony Davis, like most of the NBA players, like come with outfits that stick out, that draw attention right before the game. So JJ Redick saying they posting on IG their outfits, and it ain't about win or losses no more. JJ, I can't really agree with you, but to a certain extent, because they just coming to work. They walking in, they wear what they want, they millionaires. Yes, a lot of them do it for attention, but they say that they don't care about winning and losing because of what they wearing. Nah, JJ, I can't agree with you on that. Then he goes to say that social media is killing this generation. Like I said, I do agree with that. He was like, you can be at the stoplight and you grab your phone because we're attached to our phones now. He was like, social media got a part of the young generation to where they want to post all the time during games, after games, which that's what young guys gonna do. Young people in general, they love social media. So JJ, yeah, I agree with you on the social media thing about how it's kind of addictive in this generation, but to say that players are more concerned about their pregame outfits than winning and losing, I can't agree with you on that. I think you kind of stepped across the line on that. I'm pretty sure some of the Fashion Nova players that love to, you know, wear the crazy outfits like Westbrook and, you know what I'm saying, the camouflage or checkerboard, polka dot pants, I'm pretty sure they'll have a response to it. But, nah, JJ, I think you got to stay on your lane on that one, man. I think you got to stay on your lane. Stay in your lane. But let's see, we got a trade in the NBA. The T-Wolves trade Jeff Teague to the Atlanta Hawks for Allen Crabbe. Yeah, I think that's a small move leading to some more big moves in the NBA. No trade deadline coming next month. I see a couple of people probably on the move, like Andre Drummond. He might be on the move. D'Angelo Russell might be on the move. Or Warriors might just keep him to the end of the season, since that is their only offense right now. Might well just keep him, play him out. There's some trade rumors about Kyle Kuzma from the Lakers, saying he might be on the move. Then Boston trying to make some moves. Probably got some trade pieces with probably Gordon Hayward, maybe Marcus Smart. But yeah, it's I don't think it'll be a lot of trades like you do in the NFL around trade deadline, but I think it'll be a couple of small moves, probably one or two big moves. But it's on the way. The trade deadline is near, so you're going to see a lot of moving pieces from here to, I think, February 10th. I think February 10th is trade deadline. So, I guess, right now, the biggest thing in sports is Championship Sunday. I've been talking about it in my last episodes. But I'm going to give y'all my predictions now on Championship Sunday. So, the first game we got at 3:05, we got Kansas City Chiefs, Tennessee Titans. This game right here, the underdog could come out on top, the Tennessee Titans. Nobody's really giving Tennessee a shot. Then you got Tyreek Hill coming out saying that nobody in the NFL can guard the Kansas City receivers. That's what he said. He said it out of his mouth. That might light a fire to Tennessee, give them more motivation to win. But to be real, Tyreek Hill got a good point. He actually telling the truth. Because them Kansas City receivers, they fast. Like the whole unit fast. Then you add Travis Kelce. They got a squad. They got a high power offense. So, I'm going to say it's still going to be a close game. I'm going to give them Kansas City 27, Tennessee Titans 20. Think it'll be a close game because I think Tennessee gonna keep the ball on the ground with Derrick Henry. Control the clock a little bit, but Kansas City still gonna find a way to score. They gonna find a way to score. Pat Mahomes, Super Bowl ready. Andy Reid, Super Bowl ready. Kansas City over Tennessee, 27-20. Then you got the NFC at 6:40 Sunday. The Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. This game right here, when the San Francisco 49ers played the Green Bay Packers in regular season, it was a murder. The San Francisco defense was all over Aaron Rodgers. But this time around, things are going to be different. You're going to get to play y'all Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. But San Francisco defense, just tough, man. They got big pieces back on D4, Kawan Alexander. They ain't play last game against Green Bay. So that front four going to be coming. Smash mouth. I think Jimmy, this is time to shine. I think Jimmy going to play conservative ball. The run game going to attack like always. And 4-9 going to just be too much for Green Bay. So, it ain't going to be like last game a blowout, but I think going to be a closer game. 49ers 28. Green Bay Packers 17. That's my prediction. I'll come back Monday with my recaps of the championship game. What I think of the McGregor Cowboy fight Saturday. Tune in. Monday to another episode of Championship Circle. I'm out.